You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am so excited to be with you today. Here we are, mid-December. We're right in the mix of all the holiday fun, the parties, all those things, all the festivities that make this season. And my kids are turning 9 here in a couple days, and I can't even believe that. So we're packing in a lot in these timeframes, and I know many of you are. So I first want to make just kind of some housekeeping stuff. I have a great event happening January 6th, 2024. I'm calling it 2024, your year for more, building a life that wins. I've got dynamic speakers. I got a power pack lineup. It's going to be one of those days that if you're wanting to move forward in your marriage, if you're wanting to move forward in your health, if you're wanting to move forward in your finances, in your purpose, in your call, if you're looking for a community of women that are growing and doing things, it's the place you're going to want to be. So please register for the event today. Bring your sister, bring your friend, bring your mom, and spend the day with me. It's going to be an epic day, and I think it's the perfect way to launch 2024 in a dynamic way. So I hope to see you there. So go register. I'd really appreciate it. Now, that's all cleared up. I want to talk to you about something. In this holiday season, right, I was thinking about something, and I like to, if you've listened to this podcast at all, you know, I like to walk and talk and think, right? It's kind of my pattern. I like to walk and talk and think and walk and talk and think. And here's what I've discovered. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. That the true essence of life really comes down to making a difference and making an impact. I just found this book, I'm Out to Change My World. And I thought, yes, I'm out to change my world. And so are you. If you're someone who listens to this podcast, you're not just like all about you and just your thing. You want to make a difference. You want to make an impact. You want them to know that your life mattered. It counted. You were here, right? And not for selfish reasons, for impactful reasons. And so I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about the thought systems that hold us back from actually making a difference. Okay? Because inside of everyone is the desire to help other people. I think for most people, okay? If they could be of value, they would be of value. Most people are not 100% self-centered, although the world is starting to feel very self-centered. People naturally have desire to make an impact. They have a desire to know that their life counted, their life mattered. If you're driving down the road, listen to this, raise your hand and say, yeah, I want people to know that I was here and my life mattered. It made a difference. You're out to change your world. If you're saying that, you're out to change your world. And in this season, you are in the season where it is a primo opportunity to go change your world, to go light your world, to go be the lighthouse. This is the season. And so as I was with a large gathering of women the other day, I looked around, I thought, man, these are some talented, successful, wonderful human beings. I mean, I looked around, I thought, they are. They really are legitimately great, great humans. And I also looked around, I thought, yeah, they've lived a lot of life. There's been a lot of loss in here. There's been a lot of disappointment in here. There's been a lot of victories in here. There's been a lot of life in here. And I looked around and there's a woman that walked into the room and I thought, you know, this holiday season, we're celebrating and it's a joyous season and all that. And I looked at her. And her husband had just passed like 2 weeks before. And this is her first Christmas alone in like 60 some years. And I thought, huh, how can I make a difference there, God? How do I make a difference? And this is what I decided. Just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it. Acknowledge his presence. Acknowledge the fact that the impact he made on my life, the impact he made in this community. Just acknowledge it. And so as I've walked through different seasons with people, I'm in the real estate business. I mean, we deal with a lot of death, a lot of sorrow. When I got in, I thought it was all happiness. Like, hey, we're getting married. Hey, we're having kids. Hey, I got a job promotion. And then I quickly found out that, oh, someone passed away. Oh, there's job loss. Oh, there's divorce. I quickly learned that there's a lot of pain associated, but there's massive change associated in the industry that I'm in. It's a major change of life for people whenever they're changing homes. Okay. So I'm used to dealing with that kind of stuff, but I really have decided like over the past, probably it's always been my thing, but I'm crystal clear on it now. And I want you to be crystal clear on it too. Every person you have interaction with, your good days, your bad days, you're out to change their world. You're out to change their world. And this book says, I'm out to change my world. And I'm like, yeah, I'm out to change my world, but I'm really out to change their world. I'm out to change their world. I'm out there to put a smile on their face. I'm out there to lift them in this holiday season where maybe everything's not, you know, rainbows and what do you call that? What's that song? Sugar blossoms. And I don't know what it is anyway, but it's not all just joy. There's so much pain in this time of the season of the year, pain of loss, pain of someone not at the table that used to be there, pain of a divorce, a life of marriage has come to an end, a pain of looking back and looking at a bunch of debris saying, man, how can I pick my life back up again? If I have one thing I would like to offer you, my one prayer that I have for people in this season right now is, well, it's actually twofold. I pray for a supernatural joy over your life. And I also pray for hope, that your spirit would feel hope, because a human spirit is really powerful, right? But without hope, things diminish, things go away, right? Hope gets you out of bed in the morning. Hope keeps you going. Hope keeps you on a path of pursuit. Hope keeps you not focused on necessarily the results, but just keeping you going, that you know you're just in a process. Hope, hope, hope. I wish you hope. And so when I was thinking about this, even the interaction I had, it reminded me of a friend of mine who said, Amy, people avoid me in the stores. They kind of aisle duck from me since she had had some tragedy in her life. And she said, people just don't want to, they feel awkward. They don't want to say anything. But it feels so good to us to talk about the person we love, to talk about her. It feels so good to talk about her and remember her, right? And I hear that over and over and over again. And so guys, like this time of the year, I know we're all out there shopping and doing and being and all that kind of stuff. But can you just think back on the people that maybe have lost somebody this year? I mean, I usually put some kind of a list. I don't say I usually, I do. I put a list together of people that come to my mind that I know have experienced loss, whether it be through divorce, whether it be through job loss, whether it be through, death. And I always reach out to them over the holidays, whether it be a pie, whether it be a cake, whether it be just showing up at their doorstep. I do that all the time, guys. And it's been my practice for the last 20 some years. And this is what I can tell you. It matters. It makes a difference. It makes a difference, guys. It matters. I can't tell you enough how much you putting even the slightest bit of attention on another human being, how just thinking of them, reaching out to them, the difference that it makes. It is so impactful. Guys, where we are so living behind screens all the time, we're distant. We don't have relationship. We have relationships, but they're just, they just aren't genuine. People are starved just to know that someone cares about them. Guys, so in this holiday season, as we're walking through the next few weeks, make it your purpose. You're out to change their world. You're out to change someone's world. And when I say that, that could sound like, well, that's a big deal. No, guys, it's insignificant, and it would seem insignificant. It's significant. It would just seem insignificant. It's the, you know, it's the cruising through the coffee line and buying the cars behind you coffee. It's the, hey, I'm sending a video. I'm thinking about you. You matter to me. It's the, hey, just checking in on you. You're on my brain. When people are on your brain, there's a reason that they are on your brain, and it's called, you're supposed to check in on them. If you want to change your world and change your life, you're going to do that through acknowledging and serving other human beings. Your life is going to grow and expand all to the degree that you're able to step in, solve problems, show care, concern, and make a change and make a difference. Your life contracts and expands to the degree you step into these situations, right? If you sit back and withdraw and just tuck into yourself and just get so self-absorbed, your life gets so small. And here's the thing I'd say to you. You're on this earth for such a time as this. There's a great purpose and a great need of you right now. There is great need of the skills that you have, of the talents that you have, of the stick-to-itness that you have, the resiliency that you have, the just the way you think, the way you talk, the way you communicate with the world. There's great, 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 great need of you on this earth today. Great need, guys. This earth is hurting. The world is hurting. There's great need. And you are, like, I'm calling you to be enlisted today. I'm putting you in the army of enlisted, that you are out to change your world. You're out to change your world. It can be simple. Guys, I can remember a time that, and this is not about me, but this is just saying, like, this is not a big deal, but it brought so much light to so many people. I decided one year that I was just going to go out and buy flocked Christmas trees for like 10 or 15 people that I knew that were single moms and had just, you know, had some difficulty. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to get a beautiful tree delivered to their house for Christmas. I mean, can you think about it? Like the weight of having to go put a Christmas tree up, or to go cut one and find one, to go drag it home, to go through the effort of all that. And we don't think about it if we're not in that situation, but I've always been really sensitive to it. And so I went and bought a bunch of them. And I went out to it was a nursery at the time. And I'm like, hey, I want to get all these flock trees. And then I'd like you to deliver them with these notes attached. People's minds were blown. These women were so touched. Their kids were thrilled. And guys, it brought so much light. But guess what? Guess who was the most blessed by it? It was me. I was so deeply touched by the fact that I was so grateful that I had followed through with it. I was so grateful that I pressed on with it. I was so grateful that I didn't just let the thought pass by and say, not now. There's better ways to spend money. Oh, not now. I probably need to save that. Oh, not now. Guys, when you have those kinds of thoughts, when you can go be the lighthouse in this world, go be the lighthouse. Your life expands and contracts to the ability that you like pour out in this world, and you have value. When you're the value in this world, your life just keeps getting bigger and bigger, right? So focus on what makes you you. Focus on what makes you so awesome and so great. What is your, I want to call it kind of like your superpower. What's your natural strength? Focus on that and go light your world with it. I tell my team all the time, you're the best advertisement out there. You yourself are your best advertisement. You are a walking billboard. You're attracting things to you and away from you at all times, right? Because you're constantly thinking, and thoughts are things, and they're either working for you or against you. You literally are a broadcasting and a receiving station. So when you go out with the intention of lighting your world to go out and make a difference, you're intentional in how you address people. You're intentional. You want to get frustrated with the teller that's taken so long and screwing everything up. You want to get frustrated when they flip your meal that you've been waiting for an hour onto the floor, right when they get to your table. You want to get frustrated, but when you're out to change their world, you think about it differently. You probably don't respond the same way when you're out to change their world. Maybe you offer them some more grace. Maybe you offer them, you know, just acceptance and it's okay in a time where you want to be frustrated. Here's the thing, guys. I am the worst at that. Is one of my biggest struggles. I love excellence. I love service. And when I don't see that, it frustrates me. So I literally have to regroup on that and go, okay, I'm out to change their world. Just be the light. Be the light. Be the light. Be the light. Right? So true confessions of me. That's a weak spot for me anyway, but you know what? It's probably a weak spot for a lot of people. All I'm saying to you is in this season, you have much opportunity to go change their world, much opportunity. My great prayer is that when people have contact with you, that there's an infusion of joy and of supernatural hope. That the heaviness and the oppression and the loneliness of what they're walking through lifts even for just a few moments because of your presence. That it lifts even just while you're with them. That there is a lifting there, that they can feel encouraged, right? They can feel heard. Guys, it's one of our greatest gifts. And in this fast-paced life, and my life is a fast-paced life. But in this fast-paced life, if you can slow down and celebrate the moments and see the need, here's what you find, guys. You always find what you're looking for. If I'm looking to encourage somebody and brighten someone else's day, I'll always see the person I need to. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, who am I going to impact today? Who am I going to call today? Who am I going to make a difference with today? And you could think like, Amy, that's so arrogant. No, I'm saying it to you too. Who are you going to call today? Who are you going to think about today? Who are you going to make an impact today? Who are you going to go knock on their door? Who are you going to send them flowers? Who are you going to drop off a coffee to them? Who are you going to talk to today? Who are you going to go show great love to, great hope to, that needs it in this season? This is opportunity season. It is opportunity. The darkness and the oppression of this season, the loneliness of this season for many people is in stark contrast to the joy and the celebration and the exuberance of others. But when you can step into it and bridge the gap and bring some joy, now you're changing their world. And that's the most fulfilling thing ever. Change someone else's world. I'm telling you guys, lights out. The best thing you can do on this earth is to change someone else's world. As Zig Ziglar used to always say, if you help enough people get what they want, you're never going to have to want, right? If you help enough people get what they want in life, you'll never want. And that statement could not be more true. The more you give, the more you serve, the more you pour into people, the more your soul is satisfied, the more you look around and you see abundance everywhere, because people are responding to that. They respond to that authentic care and concern. In today's world, even at a higher level. So go light your world. Be the light. Be the joy bringer. Be the hope bringer. Do it. So I challenge you, when you get up in the morning, you might have your whole entire day might be full of, you know, tasks that you're not excited about. I mean, let's face it. Most of life is pretty mundane. It's the mundane tasks, right? But always infiltrate it and fill it with, who am I going to make contact today? Who am I going to reach out and let them know I care about them? Whose world am I out to change today? Guys, if you want a life that literally expands, that's the path. That's the path. And there's not a more opportune time than now, right? So I want you to always remember, you truly are more. You're more. I appreciate you guys listening to my podcast. I appreciate your support. If you like this podcast, I hope you'll just share it out. Share it with others that need encouragement. I'm wanting to expand it, but I also want to let you know, I do have a book coming out at the end of the year, and the book is called Make It Count, right? So at my event on January 6th, I'm going to be doing a book signing and releasing that book that day. I'm excited about it. I really hope you all attend that event, invite your friends, pass the word out, get the words out on the streets. But guys, I think 2024 is going to be an epic year. I think it's going to be a year that you look back and go, wow. My mind is blown at the goodness that I saw happen in 2024. So with that being said, I just want you to remember, look in the mirror every day and say, I am more. Because here's the facts, folks. You are more. You're more. You're created for purpose. You're created for impact. You're created with a distinct and unique opportunity. You are more.